Listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Presenting to you some classical muse. We begin the show today with some unfinished business. To be more accurate, an unfinished composition. One of the most famous in music history. German composer Franz Schubert completed only two movements of a projected four-movement work that we now know as his Eighth Symphony, nicknamed, of course, The Unfinished. But just how unfinished is it, and why? Did Schubert only complete just the first two movements? The answer to that is no. Schubert had been working on a third movement, Scherzo, when he abandoned the composition. So what is the story behind this famous symphony, and what possible reason is there for Schubert to give up working on what clearly is a masterpiece? Well, some of that answer is conjecture, and the other is fate. Schubert began working on his Eighth Symphony in 1822, 6 years before his untimely death at the age of 31, most likely from the effects of syphilis. Nevertheless, in 1823, when Schubert was given an honorary diploma by the Graz Music Society, he offered what he had completed of his Eighth Symphony as a thank you. That included, by the way, the actual unfinished section of the third movement. Schubert gave the score to his friend, the composer Anselm Hüttenbrenner, who was a leading member of the Music Society in Graz. But all Hüttenbrenner did was essentially hoard the score, and nobody knew about it for some 42 years when he finally relinquished it to the conductor Johann von Herbeck. So for much of the 19th century, Schubert's most famous work remained unknown until Herbeck finally premiered it in Vienna on December 17, 1865. Of course, only the two completed movements were presented. So how far did Schubert get in composing the third movement, Scherzo? Well, the first eight measures of the A section was fully scored. The rest of the A section was completed in a piano reduction. Only a melody line exists for the B section, and even of that, it was only the first half of that B section. There are many theories as to why Schubert abandoned the symphony at this point, but I argue that if you look at the proportions of the third movement, they are nowhere near the incredible proportions of the first two movements, which was already pointing in a new direction for Schubert in his composing. I think this theory bears some truth because the third and fourth movements of his great C major symphony, which we know as the ninth, as well as his last piano sonatas and major chamber works, are of grand proportions that match the first two movements of their respective compositions. It's possible, then, that Schubert might have come back at a later time to finish his Eighth Symphony, but of course we will never know. Now, enter the British composer, conductor, and Schubert specialist Brian Newbold. In the 1970s, he decided to complete the unfinished. Working with the third movement sketches, Newbold had no problem completing the orchestration. As for the missing second section of the B section, Newbold did have to provide his own conjecture as to how the melody might have been composed. However, Newbold wisely decided not to compose an entirely hypothetical fourth movement, and instead used a pre-existing Schubert composition to act as a fourth movement proxy. In 1823, Schubert composed incidental music for a play titled Rosamunde. There is an entr'acte from this incidental music that is in the same key as the Eighth Symphony, B minor, and the instrumentation is exactly the same as well. Again, its scope does not match the drama of the first two movements, but at least with Newbold's completion of the third movement and this entr'acte, we can get a sense of what Schubert had intended. So then, here is the complete-ish version of Schubert's famous unfinished symphony, the Symphony No. 8 in B minor. It is performed by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Neville Mariner.